Welcome to Jazz Online's Jazz Backstage. Featured on this episode is Al Jarreau.
It's so interesting, this process that we're involved in, as I try to talk about and listen to what it was that made up this early version of Take Five. It's the same stuff as now. And it's kind of this reaching into a big pool and lake of approaches and ways to express yourself if you are a drummer percussionist, or if you are a horn player, or if you are a poet and finding things to say with words, and putting all of that together into a 2 or 3 minute framework, which we'll call Al Jarreau Improvising in Take Five.
Just have him take a little time out with me. Well, just take five, just take five. Just have a busy day and take the time out to see that I'm alive, I'm alive. Although I'm going out on my way just so I can pass by each day, not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and out of time, still I know all eyes are for me. I feel tingles down to my feet when your smile gets much too discreet to send me on my way. Now wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Would you look good after a light?
After years of listening, to Train and to Tchaikovsky, and having that as a thing to refer to and just make my own little form of statement about that involves how any of these people or any persons doing this kind of improvising, how that stuck with me and how I can voice it is what's going on. And it's very freeform, except for the fact of knowing that this is the area where we all get together and I'm going to kind of lead the way y'all follow me. Except for that, it's really quite extemporaneous and freeform, and I'm not sure exactly where I'm going to go at the moment. But over time and playing with a group of guys and all of the cues that they are playing and that excite the next phrase that I say continue to be that same pool into which I dig for a notion, so that what Tom Canning is playing on keyboards is exciting me to sing certain phrases and words, and so is it what Joe Carrero is playing on drums, or whoever the drummer is, and it's making me sing and say other things, but it's happening in the ever-present now. It's right now. The exciting thing about jazz is that in this room we all get together and we watch a guy who is up in front of the room saying what he feels right now, and it's this culmination of where he's been and what he's seen in his life, and now he's standing there and letting that all happen.
Listen to the things, listen to the words, listen to the things, listen to the things I told a girl, listen to the words, listen to the words I told a girl, listen to the words, listen.
I am reaching into this pool of actors, characters, and they differ in range, they differ in tone, and how they syncopate and all, but that's what's going on, and all coming out of one guy. And the specialness maybe is that all of this stuff is available to me, and I think it goes beyond just having a tonal instrument. There's lyric, and there's variation, so that in one moment I can be, because that's in that pool. And in the next moment, I can be, and I'm trying to capture the essence of what an avant-garde saxophonist is doing, and it's all coming out of me. And I think even as an avant-garde saxophonist, if you're not using lyric, then there's something more that I'm doing and have to offer to the audience, and I like that. I'm not sure that's a great description, but it's the only one that I can give of what happens in a song like Take Five and those early days of performing it, and it's still going on now. And thank you, God, for allowing me to trust the process and to trust myself and to trust the other guys and just letting it happen. And so that's what I did. It's what I want to continue to do. With me, gonna take five, gonna take five. Oh, no, but I. Now, won't you take a little time, girl? Won't you take five if you won't take?
This has been Jazz Backstage, a production of JazzOnline.com.